I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, folks. Or people, friends of the podcast, hello, how you doing? I think my microphone is really loud. I'm actually using my girlfriend's microphone today, so if it's really loud for the intro, not for the whole thing, because obviously we shot this in the studio, but I'm doing the intro just afterwards. How's everyone doing? Are we feeling all right? My dreams again are weird at the moment. Does anyone else have weird dreams, or is it just simply just me that just has these weird dreams all the time? Because I feel like my dreams are bizarre. But that is not the point, everyone. While we're here, we're not going to be talking about my dreams, because today we have a fabulous podcast. Got Alex Mitten on the podcast once again, because he's our co-host. We have Jeanette from Strictly Come Dancing on the podcast. But Jeanette actually has just quit Strictly Come Dancing because she's going to be the host of It Takes Two with Rylan, which is just incredible. Now, Jeanette, when I did Strictly, was one of my buddies. I mean, all of them, everyone was my buddy, but she was a real buddy. She's amazing. She's incredible. She got to the final with Harvey last year. 2020. I was there as well. We spoke about that. We spoke about so many things. And trust me, you're going to absolutely adore this episode. Oh, sorry, I had a little cough there. I would like to say also, it's just a big thank you to you guys for always listening to us. We really appreciate it. And also, if you want to get in touch, we'd love that. We really want you to be on the podcast through emails. At the moment, we're actually going to get some people on the podcast soon, but 3 months. So if you have a funny story that you'd like to share, or a scary story, or a nice story, or a happy story, or any story at all, please send it to contact@privatepartspodcast.com or send it over on Instagram to @privatepodcast. Just write us a little message. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a small intro for Jeanette on the podcast. Enjoy. Can you speak Spanish?
Yeah. Sí.
Un poco.
Bastante o un poquitico nada más, porque si no puedes hablar mucho, entonces no podemos conversar.
Me llamo Jimmy, me gusta el queso.
¿Qué dijiste?
Me llamo Jimmy, me gusta el queso.
¿Te gusta el queso?
You like it.
Muy delicioso el queso.
Tú eres un burro. Which means you're a donkey, I think.
You're a donkey, yeah.
Who do you say that to?
Donkeys.
South American Spanish is different to...
All Spanish is different.
It's like slang almost, right?
Literally, all Spanish is different.
So we even in Spain, you've got Catalonian, and then you've got...
Yeah. De por sí, ellos tienen las zetas.
Y hablan con la C.
Pues sabes que hablamos así, con las zetas.
Sí, sí.
That's Gorka.
It's my favorite accent.
You like Gorka Spanish. Talks at a million miles per hour. He goes, hello, Jamie, how you doing today? Very nice to be in the podcast with you.
Yeah, you're doing this.
It's hard to keep up.
But you see, I'm Cuban. We always say that Cubans talk with like a potato in their mouth. Everything just sounds a bit like... Oye, a serio, ¿cómo tú estás, men? ¿Estás pasando el día lindo hoy con la mujer?
Slightly deeper almost. Yeah. Like,
yeah. I mean, I'm really putting it on. I don't talk like that in Spanish.
Cuba's amazing. I love Cuba. I went there a couple of years ago, actually.
When I first met you, but when you're from Cuba, you love being from Cuba.
You're proud.
Yeah. You're like, so I said, Jeanette, I said to her, once, you're from Mexico, wasn't it? I said, and you were like, no, I'm from Cuba. And I was like, oh, okay.
I gave you the look.
Yeah.
I just, and everybody assumes that Cuban food is spicy because every time I say I'm from Cuba, they're like, oh my God. So I just ordered this like super spicy chili. I was like, no, it's not like Mexican food. It's not Mexican
food. What is a Cuban dish?
Cuban dishes are so savory. It's very similar almost to like Caribbean Jamaican food, but without the jerk. The jerk makes Jamaican food really spicy.
Yeah.
Cuban food is exactly the similar, same kind of dishes, but no spice. So we do like sweet plantains, black beans and rice, yuca, grilled chicken with onions. It's more like savory.
Yeah, but you're making it sound good because I always heard that Cuba, the food isn't that good.
What?
Well, sorry. It's Cuban food.
Wow.
It's good food, but it's quite simple.
Because they can't ship anything in. It's an island.
OMG. Next time. Next time you're in Miami, and I'm in Miami, because all the best Cuban food is in Miami. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some Cuban food.
But that's Miami.
That's Miami.
Sorry. That's Miami.
Fresh Prince.
That's Miami.
Yeah.
I had the best time ever when I went to Miami.
Did you?
Oh my God. I met a date on Twitter. There was some hot girl on Twitter.
You tweeted her.
Yeah, it was really quite creepy. It was years ago. It's the only person I've met up ever without knowing who she was.
Oh, was that weird?
I've always
been too scared to do something like that.
Because also, they probably looked at me and they went, catfish. you don't really know what's going to happen. Why is he 4 foot? I don't
definitely lied on that post.
Jesus, look at this.
Only because we're talking about it now, and I feel like you've got such an awesome platform, it'd be cool to bring it up. Cuba right now is going through a really, really crappy, shitty time. Mm-hmm. Because for 62 years, there's been a massive dictatorship in the country. And like even you said yourself, Alex, oh, I love Cuba. Nobody knows that Cuba is actually so, so deprived of any kind of liberties ever in any shape or form.
I had no clue. I knew that it was a problem country. I knew that. But I didn't realize that it was still...
No, it's a massive problem. And right now, for the first time in God knows how many years, because it's illegal to protest in Cuba. You're not allowed to say what you think.
It's illegal here now as well. I think they've just passed the law in the UK.
To protest?
To protest.
Yeah. So you can't make noise at a protest now. Has to be silent protest.
Well,
like a disco.
Put headphones on and start talking. No, but it is really a serious thing for me because the problem is I was actually born in Miami, but my whole family's Cuban. And
do they still live there?
Some of them do, yeah. But the majority of my immediate family, they all moved to Cuba to escape the communism and the dictatorship and to kind of give me and my siblings and my cousins like the chance to do whatever the hell we wanted. Uh-huh. And so now I'm like living my best life on Strictly Come Dancing in the UK. And you know, you kind of feel a sense of responsibility to give
back. I love that.
Has it got worse recently?
It's gotten a lot worse because of COVID as well. You know, they don't have the medication that they should have. I think a lot of even the tools they use in the hospitals are like from the 70s. They've got no advances in any way. So it's really a big deal that they're all coming together and saying enough is enough. We want freedom. We want to get rid of this dictatorship and move forward. So educate yourself, team.
Do you think it'll happen?
I mean, fingers crossed. I think if enough of us talk about it, if enough of us put it out there and make it more less like, oh, Cuba is just a beautiful paradise. It is, but it's not beautiful people at the moment. They feel destroyed. It's been 62 years. So people have been born and raised in this world. And their Wi-Fi has been cut off because the government doesn't want them to send out videos of what's actually happening there at the moment. So it's actually, I mean, I don't want to start on a downer, but it's an important thing.
Well done. yeah, really.
But it's important.
Bring it out. And good night, everybody.
There you go.
Good night.
Yeah. But dude, I think it is so true. I think raising awareness like that is so important about these different things. Because also it's very easy just to have fun and laugh on podcasts like this, but actually to say stuff like that. I didn't realize that they stopped protesting. You're not allowed to protest in Cuba because it's illegal.
I think they passed a bill here that you can't protest noisily. Which is quite scary, actually.
I mean, it's a weird thing to do. That's what you want to do is start screaming and chanting. Yeah.
That's the whole point of it, right?
But when did they pass that?
I think a couple of weeks ago.
They can't be right, man. There's no way.
They're really good at passing laws as they've just announced something else. Like they announced Freedom Day and then they passed a law saying that you have to have double jab to get into clubs at the same time. They're a little bit sneaky, these guys.
Have you been double vaxxed?
I have been.
Come on, girl.
I know.
Did you feel funky once you had it?
Do you know what? I felt a little bit tired, a little bit fatigued, but I'm like, I actually, funny enough, the day that I got my first job, I went and I taught straight away at OT Studio. Salsa
no.
class.
That's yeah. badass. Did you just go and do it?
I was like, I'm straight just going to go with this and not even look back.
Dude, honey, listen, before we kick anything off, we have to congratulate you. We have...
I heard the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, to everyone who's listening, we have the new host of It Takes Two.
Can you introduce that again?
Yeah. We have the new host of It Takes Two. That is insane. So you've got to run. So if for all the listeners who don't know, we had Strictly Come Dancing, massive show. The side sister to that, the side thing to that is It Takes Two.
Yep.
We go on to it. Every single person goes on to it. It was hosted by Rylan and Zoe Bull. Mm-hmm. That's what was going on. Jeanette, you're now doing it. That is massive.
Yeah, and it's thank you. I'll take it, Alex. Right. Come on.
All right.
It's kind of the dream job because I remember when I went to my first ever It Takes Two episode. I mean, it was kind of the best part of the week when we did Strictly. I don't know if that happened with you and Karen.
Me as well. Yeah.
I loved it. You just sit down and you just talk about everything that happened, what's coming and what happened
Finally,
at the weekend.
You don't have to dance anymore.
You don't have to dance. You're like, for the celebs, it's like it's a break from the studio.
It's insane.
Yeah, I remember going in for the first time and meeting Zoe Ball. And I was new to the UK. I was new to Strictly and the whole thing. And I sat down on the couch at It Takes Two. And I remember leaving going, oh my God, that is the dream job, to just sit and talk about dancing and, you know, have a laugh.
Yeah, but you're going to be great because you're a seasoned athlete. You're a seasoned pro But secondly, you can talk. You got the gift of the gab. So you can just talk.
I don't shut up.
Yeah, yeah, which is great.
Unfortunately, for Ali, Ash is not that great. For sure, like It Takes Two. It's fantastic.
Is that going to be weird when you interview him?
No, I'm excited for it.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Because I feel like it'll be interesting to see what his partner's side of the story is. Because normally I'll be there on the Friday or the Saturday and I get to meet his partners and we become mates as well and blah, blah, blah. But because I'm not going to be there on the Fridays and Saturdays, when he sits down on the couch with his partner, I'm going to be like, okay, enough about his side of the story.
I want to hear about that.
I want to hear your side of the story. What's really happening in the studio?
Dude, it's huge, right? And so how did it happen? So you knew that it was bubbling? Or
it was like magic.
It's like this moment.
It just happened. No, I was, honestly, I remember I messaged Zoe Ball the day that she announced that she wasn't going to be doing it anymore.
Said, I'm coming for your job, bitch.
Imagine.
Move aside, Zoe.
I planted the seed and told her to get out.
The ball's in my court.
No, I messaged her and I said, you know, congratulations on whatever the next endeavor is. I'm going to miss you so much on the couch, because she was just so good at the job. She did such a good job. And she actually replied, you know, thank you so much, but it should be you that takes over. That was her actual reply.
Oh, really?
And I remember thinking, sure.
Liar. You would have gone. It should be. You know what?
No.
In your head, deep down.
No.
Yeah.
Because in my head, deep down, I would have gone, do you know what? I would be amazing at it. We had somebody, we had this actor called Olivia Cook. She did Sound of Metal, if you ever watched that.
Amazing.
She's the girl in that one. She's insane. Yeah. She's on the podcast. And she was telling her when she did her first movie where I think she had to shave her head or something like that. She had to act possessed. And when she was doing it, she was like, I'm going to win an Oscar. I am going to win an Oscar. This is it. You have these things in your head.
It's all about manifestation, right? But is it cocky? I don't know. I always go backwards in my own
thoughts.
There's a fine line. Because I probably would have been like, hell yes, I want to do It Takes Two. But then they're like, no, Jeanette, settle down. Be humble, you know? Don't go too far into it.
But truth be told, you would be great at it. And you've got the job.
I think what they're really excited about, the producers told me, is the fact that because I am a dancer and I've been doing the show for so many years, I know the show inside out. I know what the celebs feel like. I know what the pros feel like. And I think they're excited to have someone that is an expert in what the show is all about hosting it. So that makes me excited.
Is it quite hard to leave the main show?
Great question,
really?
Alex.
That
is a good...
That's a really
that
good
is,
one.
Yeah.
I've been saving that one.
She was saving
I've been holding back
that
on that
is.
One.
It was. I'm not going to lie, because I mean, dancing, it's interesting because dancing is all I've ever really done. I've done television since I was 12, but dancing has always been like the biggest part of what I did in my career. So although I'm going to keep dancing, as the show says, I'm going to keep doing
that
it.
That bit when they do that at the end. You're just like, you're knackered and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah,
and you have to do this
God.
Like weird, awkward like hug with your partner and like...
Well, how do we grab? Sorry, up or down? Like.
Emma's breath smells. You're like, oh, like, right up in there.
Mostly
like,
yours.
Yeah, mostly mine. You're like, let's keep dancing like that. Whole thing is awkward as hell.
Yeah, and they make you do it before we find out who's ever even in the dance off or whoever's leaving. So everyone's like literally crapping in their pants going, keep dancing, I don't want to go.
I'm just going, I know it's me.
If you crapped,
it's gonna be me.
It's Jamie.
Here I come.
If you crapped in your pants, they would literally would have come out. They were so tight.
Oh, they were so
they
tight.
They were.
Wait, so yeah. So going back to Alex's thing, that's so true because you've done it for so long, so many years.
How many years?
Nine. This would have been my ninth year, so I did 8 years of Strictly.
That's a long time.
Yeah, and you know, saying goodbye to that part of my life is huge because it's all I've known for so many years
now. Scary as well.
Could you go back? No, I feel like that once you're out, you're out. But yeah. I think going into this new realm of presenting and doing television in that capacity is really, really exciting. But it is really scary, like, to kind of go into this new realm.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad that I've got every single one of those pros messaged me to tell me how excited they were for me.
Well,
every judge, every person that worked in production, like, I couldn't get more support from everybody for me joining.
Now you've just got to deliver.
Imagine. Now I just can't be crap. I need to come out and be.
Yeah, imagine.
No, no pressure.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And also with the whole thing is that I think what they've done so well this year in Strictly, Anton Dabek is now a judge.
Yes.
Which is
great. About time.
About time, which is so good because what... You haven't done Strictly, mate. You don't understand the pressure, the intensement. Intensement?
The intensement.
You made that up and it works.
The English language.
And it works. And it killed it. Yeah. And the intensement. And but you don't understand how like intense
it
is.
I felt it through you because I know you so well. Mm. Seeing you go into that first dance, I was like, oh, I could feel it in my stomach. I was
we
like,
could see everything
is,
as well.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. Some people say great, others say disgusting. Think of all the old women that were watching.
They were loving it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Seeing my penis in like really white jeans, it was like. Also, I am circumcised, so you have a little, you have a nice little ridge going on there that's really poking out the whole thing.
No.
Yeah. Lovely.
But I think what's so good, so they got Anton as a judge,
yep,
which is amazing. He has the empathy towards the part to the professionals, and he has the empathy towards the celebrities. He just knows what it is, and all the other judges hadn't done it before.
I think he's going to have a big hand up on his
and
side.
Now you do It Takes Two. You're the same position where you've done it. You understand what it's like. You understand the mental strain of going through it. So then you'll have the empathy as well. And I think empathy is so important on those shows.
Because you come in, I mean, as you know very well, you come in and you are mortified every weekend. You're scared, you know. And then us pros, we have to kind of calm you down and tell you everything's going to be fine. Even though on the inside,
we're
probably
freaking
out as well. But our job is to like make sure that our celebrity partners feel good and feel confident. And we want them to have fun. We want them to walk away from Strictly and be like, oh my God, this is the best thing I've ever done in my life. But at the same time, we still need to dance. We still need to do an incredible number on the night. So I think having that empathy towards the celebrities is really important because for us pros, for example, we get to come back year in and year out. I get another partner. Ali Ashkin's another partner. Karen's going to get another partner. partner. But for you guys, it's the only time you'll ever do it. So you've got to like take it and really run with it. And it's our job to make sure that it's a good run.
I got
a question. What was your first opinion of Jamie's dancing when you saw it? Like,
oh my
god!
Did you go
like, shit, this guy's opinion of Jamie? That was like full on.
My first thought of Jamie was the year before that, you got injured.
Yeah. I was better the year before.
No, you
sorry,
would not.
I just started, I have the vote. Yeah.
No, you would not.
You danced once. So
yeah, well, I felt more rhythmical.
Not what? Good words.
Yeah. Rhythmical.
I did. No, honestly, I swear. So
imagine, but, I went, no, you were just crap both years.
Yeah. No, I remember. First year, I remember being like, oh my god.
Yeah,
I remember
being like,
well, you were a year younger. So
no, but I remember the first year. I was like, because the first year, you have to remember, there was no social distancing when I did.
No.
So everyone was together. And it's a much, you get it. I think, I don't know what's better, because you could tell better what's better. But, you know, I think it's, you get a very close-knit group when you're dancing against each other. But I think also it becomes quite intense.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
It was probably less intense last year. But we were doing these things, we have to do the group dance. And I, during the group dance, I was like looking around at people, like pointing, like, yeah,
you had that shiny blazer on.
No, but I was just like, I felt like I was like the ringleader.
To be
like,
honest, a lot of us girls were like, I want Jamie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go, see?
Girls have been saying that for years.
No, well.
Big mistake. Yeah, big mistake.
Yeah.
Change their mind afterwards.
Yeah.
30 seconds later. I don't want Jamie.
But no, I look good. Yeah.
We did. And I remember I thought at one point I could get you.
I thought we were going to agree.
Because of the height and everything. Mm. But that was the year that Karim was like, I danced with Karim that year.
But then you didn't get Karim.
I didn't get Karim.
Yeah.
I got Will Bailey. Oh, I know. Oh. We love Will Bailey.
Yeah.
But you were, honestly, you had, I think what you
first
want.
First year was better.
No, shut up.
I was. Second year, I had PTSD because of my foot. I swear to God, I was like, oh God, sketch.
You'll be fine. You were amazing. You did a really good job. I'll never forget the tango. The tango that you did with Karen specifically.
Unbelievable.
I was blown away. I was like, this is the most focused, most badass, most driven Jamie I have ever seen. So you definitely were good on the show.
Oh God, do you know what? I speak about it now, and this sounds so lame. It just fills me with that feeling again.
Dread.
Absolute dread.
No, I just can't. I can't. There's only. How do I describe it? You can describe it. That moment when you finished a dance and you've been with your partner and your partner has done it, and you look at each other.
We did
and
that.
And the whole crowd is like cheering and.
It's such a good feeling.
You then look at the judges. The judges are on their feet, and you're like, this is sick. Come on, motherfuckers.
It's addictive,
it's unbelievable.
It's addictive, that feeling when you finish. And then I think for us as pros, there's an added layer to that, and it's the fact that Karen took you on Monday. You probably didn't even know what the first step of that tango was. And then all of a sudden you get to Saturday night and you delivered what you delivered. As a pro, you're like, yes! It's like this immense satisfaction that we've done it together and that you've improved so much in 1 week.
The whole thing is just insane. I remember, this sums up Strictly that year for me, which is just so amazing. I knew I was going to be the dance-off, but Bill and Oti were there as well.
Yeah.
And we're being brought back down because everyone does their interviews. It's the second part of doing it. And Bill walks up to me and I went, Bill, oh God, it's the dance. Are you scared? And he went, well, I hope I'm not in it because I've had a couple of Bacardis. And that for me like summed up the whole, like it was just so much love and just like.
And a lot of booze.
Well, not that much booze. It was just so much fun. But also the greatest thing about you and Harvey was that I remember you did, first your American Smooth.
Mm.
Holy smokes, guys.
The American Smooth was epic, I'm not going to lie.
But
Harvey's just epic. I want to slap him. He's just good at anything he puts some stuff to. He's that guy that you're like, oh, really? You can just do that as well? Great. Wonderful.
He was doing this thing at the beginning. It's so funny. We were standing there and we had just found out our partners. We found our partners and we're then standing on the stage like practicing whatever. And Harvey was doing this thing with his foot. Like going, he did that like...
Oh, the jive, you mean?
He was doing that. He did that like
tap dancing.
He was
dancing.
Tap dancing.
Oh,
with
tap
his
dancing. Yeah,
and he goes,
I
don't know what this is. And Karen's like, you're tap dancing. And he went, oh, really? And I was like,
and then we were like, what? Do a shuffle step. And he just went into a shuffle step.
How,
he was like,
how annoying.
He's annoyingly talented and annoyingly nice. So, like, he's got it all.
And there was one dance. What was the dance he did where he flipped you around his shoulders and things like that?
Oh, at the end, the American Smooth. He flipped me around his shoulders a few times.
There was one where you went, and then I think we ran the shoulders, and then you did the spin.
That was salsa. The BTS salsa.
It was happening, and I said to Karen, I went, Karen, we should do something like that. And she
she went, yeah.
No, she didn't even say anything.
Karen doesn't say anything.
She just looked at me and looked away. And I went,
Is that like a straightforward no? I don't really know.
Look down at your crotch.
Karen was honestly the most perfect partner for you.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was funny to watch the two of them backstage.
Yeah.
I would, because Harvey and I, obviously, we adored Jamie. So every time he was practicing on the Friday or the Saturday, me and Harvey would be like, oh, go, Jamie! Yeah! And right before he danced, he'd be like, you've got this. Come on, Jamie, come on. And Karen is giving me the look of death. From across the room, like, don't you dare get him excited. He's going to mess this up because he's trying to perform and he needs to stay focused. So I said to Harvey, we're not allowed to cheer him anymore. We need to stop. We need to stop.
My favorite moment, I said this to Harvey in the pocket, my favorite moment of the whole streak is when Harvey was walking up the first time, being on TV in front of 13.5 million people, and he was going, oh my God, I just felt a bit nervous. And Jeanette, and I had just had a tan. I went, Harvey, you didn't have a tan. And Jeanette went, she definitely had a tan.
You look pale. Yeah, he said this. That's literally the worst thing you can say to someone just before they go, and on you go.
And then we were laughing, and Jeanette was going, hi, you look like a ghost. And I was like, this is...
But I was just egging it on at that point because I could tell I touched a button. But he didn't need to. He was literally wearing like a shirt that was buttoned up all the way and a jacket and trousers. Why would you need to tan?
Well, it's just a white head.
You know, I think that what happened was that Jamie was so tan.
Mate, you went a bit far.
I've gone oompa loompa.
You're like a bodybuilder who was about to compete.
He was so tan in a full-blown white outfit and his blonde hair. He just looked like he'd just arrived from Ibiza. And
you look like Ellen DeGeneres, actually.
But Harvey just didn't match up, and I was like, "Holy cow, this is a big difference."
Yeah. I had everything. I had my teeth done.
It says a lot about the characters there. You've got Harvey, just very naturally talented, and then Jamie has to try very hard.
Oh yeah, who botoxed myself to the end of my life.
But you know what's funny, and this might make you feel better, Jamie. Every single person that's been on Strictly, no matter what their background is, whether they've danced before, not danced before, whether they're pop stars or whether they're just, I don't know, an athlete, whatever it is. Some of them take it really, really calm, and some of them take it really, really like nervously. And 90% of the times, the one that have the most nervous kind of reaction to the whole show is those people that are the pop stars, that are in the industry of music and film and music. Because, for example, when I danced with Peter Andre, I thought, oh, this is great, because he's done this, he's in the business, he's been around for years.
He's got a six-pack.
He's got his six-pack and sexy skin. And when we got to dancing, he was, out of all the partners I've ever had in all 8 years of Strictly, Peter Andre was the most nervous. Harvey was second.
Really?
Honestly, Harvey used to stress me out because I was like, Harvey, if you ask me one more time.
He was nervous. Yeah. He never saw that.
And it just goes to show you that it doesn't matter. Like, anybody can really, really.
But I think what it is, this is what I think typically people who are in the entertainment space have always not. This is not, I mean, this is massive generalization.
But everybody.
Maybe I'm just talking about me here. But I think, you know, there must be a sense of going out there to get validation from others. You're performing, of course, you know, so you're always looking for validation from other people.
Well, you've got an expectation to be good if that's where you're coming from.
I don't think it's so much, I just think you're so, there must be a reason why I did reality TV, right? Because, you know, you want to know what it's like.
Because no one else would have hired you.
have some sort of fame and stuff like that.
All of us that are in entertainment, we like and crave, not attention, but gratification of like being acknowledged by somebody for something that you're doing. We need that, right? So yourself, when you came on Strictly, you were, honestly, I've never seen someone more hyper and more excited to get on the dance floor.
It felt like he was going,
love me, love me, love me. Give me the nines and tens.
Look at my penis, look at my penis.
Please love me, love me.
Yeah.
But it's so true. And I think, so there's a sense where when you're in that, because it is a dance competition, but it's also a popularity competition.
It's more about the journey. I hate saying that word, but it is about the journey. Mm. You never get someone that is the best dancer winning Strictly Come Dancing. It's really rare because people like to see someone that's come from nothing become something. Yeah. You feel like that kind of underdog excitement that somebody who could be just like you that's watching from home can actually do something like this. Mm. And I think the success of Strictly Come Dancing is the fact that anybody can actually get up and give it a go. You know, we've got people like that are the Bill Baileys of the world.
I lie. I lie. You lie.
What?
James Cracknell.
James Cracknell.
But he looked like, and James, what did I say? He looked like Lurch.
But he still did it. But he still got out there and did it. He still performed two dances, two greatish dances, and gave it his best shot, you know? That means anybody can do it.
When that moment came, right?
Okay,
That moment when we're in the final.
James Cracknell.
James Cracknell was dancing. Yeah. When we're in the final, there's four of us in the final. It was me, you, Harvey, Maisie, Gorka, Oti and Bill, and they were about to read out the winner.
Yeah.
Much like It Takes Two, were you thinking, it's going to be me?
No.
Yes, no. There's no moment that you're
no,
thinking that.
Harvey and I were hoping, crossing our fingers.
You must have done.
But we just knew Bill was going to be the one, which I just had it in my gut feeling, you know. That's why, for me and Harvey, we both said it, like, just getting to the final in itself felt like you won. Because then when it comes down to the final, that's when it becomes so much more less about the dancing and more about like who people fell in love with. And I think because of the year we had and it was so tough on everyone and everybody was at home and Bill was older, no one that was older had ever won the show before, it just gave everybody that feel good feeling to see him win. Although Harvey and I were like, great, congratulations.
Did
you think you were going to win?
Everybody wanted.
Of course,
he was telling all of us to put money on him winning. He was like, honestly, it's pretty much a given.
I bet on myself to win.
I'm pretty sure it's illegal, isn't it?
No, you can't. You can bet on yourself on street because you don't know. It's not like.
But
I genuinely
promise you, every single pro and celeb secretly was like, oh, but if Jamie wins,
just because it'd be a bit of a laugh, it'd be quite funny. It'd be like, oh,
because it all make ourselves feel bad.
Yeah. If he can do it, anyone can.
I know, I feel really bad for saying this because I love Ranveer. I really, really love Ranveer. But when you got into that final, it was that sense of like sweet poetic justice. I don't know why. I was screaming for joy. Harvey and I were running around. We got told to shut up.
Yeah,
you can't
do it too much because it's like so harsh on
And I love Ranveer and I think she was brilliant.
I love Ranveer too.
But the fact that you had been through all those dance offs. And that you danced that, so honestly, that salsa, you danced it. Like if it was the last thing you were going to do ever in life.
He would phone me up and just be like, I'm just so tired.
It was a mental exhaustion.
Every week, just like.
No, honestly, I was.
That salsa.
I was so happy to watch you go through. I really was.
It was this way. And sorry to keep talking about myself. But let's do some more of it.
Let's do some more of it, shall we?
But it is, I can't tell you. So we're in the dance off, we do the salsa, it's against Ranveer. And Ranveer, I used to say it was her finishing move. You know Mortal Kombat, they go, finish him. She would do this thing where it was like Transformer, where she'd do ballroom and it would be like, you know, take the position. And Ranveer would do this lean back.
I remember that into this pose.
It'd be like, we're all.
But I think, you know, again, that's I think why people really got on your side because you came every single week doing something completely different. You went from a salsa to a tango to then a jive to then like the street dance that you did on the machine. It was literally something you never knew what was going to happen when Jamie came on with Karen.
It was exciting. We got penis. We got ghetto.
We got all the private parts.
But dude, because I honestly, if we're going to be serious now, you and Maisie's amazing Gorka, you and Harvey amazing Gorka, you guys were by far the best. You were so incredible. And in my opinion, and I love Maisie to bits, but Maisie was more trained, I think, technically.
Yeah, I think
you trained Harvey to be the best he possibly could. Harvey couldn't have got better than that.
No, Harvey honestly came in and told me, because of course day one I kind of asked, so what have you done, what trained, just so I can get an idea of what I've got to work with. And I had seen his music videos and he looked really good doing his hip hop in the music videos. But when he told me that the first time he ever set foot in a dance studio was when he was 17, which is about 3 years ago, really, in his life, when he was about 16, 17 years old to do one of his music videos, he just learned steps. That's when I went, oh my gosh, I've got a weirdo here, but in the best possible way. He just picks up and learns information. Yeah. And it was so... I think for me, the most gratifying moment was when he put up his ballroom hold and he had that super long neck.
Oh, yes.
And his arms way out. Because I was like, okay, maybe he's going to be more Latin because he can hip hop and do that. But as soon as he showed up with that amazing line, oh, my God.
Did you go, thank God?
Thank God.
It would have been that moment.
I was honest. I screamed. I sent Ali Asher a photo. I was like, baby, look at his leg.
Look at his his neck.
We're gonna win. It's a giraffe. We're gonna
that
win.
That was the moment where I was like, okay, now I can't be a crap choreographer, a crap teacher, because then I felt the pressure because I had such a magical human being to create on. I needed to make sure I delivered every week.
Karen thought she thought the same, didn't she? With you,
Karen saw my. I thought. Okay, let's get this right. I thought so. Like so
I would have loved to have been inside her head when.
Do you know what? I genuinely text because you know me and Karen are like super close, and I text her a couple of times. How's it going? How's this week going? And she just went, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and then like one of those emojis.
Honestly, so
but she genuinely was. I mean, she said to me, "It's one of the best years she's ever had."
Oh, dude,
her and you were like friends, besties. It was so nice to watch.
Friends. Still are to this day. With the samba, for example, you have like they go like you got to learn the bounce, right? The bounce, and I'm like, what's the bounce? And then like with Charleston, it's all about the swivel. I thought the cha-cha was all about the Cuban break. It's not.
Oh, but the Cuban break is one step.
But it's doing two cha-cha-cha. I still thought to this day that I was doing like Cuban break. That's the cha-cha. That's not the cha-cha.
Well, that's one step.
That's one step.
One
out of all
step
of them.
In an entire.
Oh my God.
Lot of steps.
I can't. Just let me try and explain this to you. Every single thing you do.
How do you remember it? I think.
He
I
didn't.
Would, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes ramp. Yeah. Every single. The scariest moment that I had is that the first when I went, hang on a second, every single step you do. Is a move.
Yeah, it is.
So nothing.
It's not like there's no in between. The whole thing is a cha-cha. So it's not like you do the Cuban break and then you just have a bit of fun. Yeah, like every step
but
is Jeanette, a part
but every
of
dance,
it.
Salsa, ballroom, like a samba, every single step you move is a step. So it's not like just run over here.
Jamie,
like,
it's called dancing. Yeah. To dance through the routine.
Honestly,
you're like sweating profusely just talking about it.
God. Also, can I just say one thing about when the loveliest thing about Strictly, they say you've got it to Blackpool Week. You've done enough. Right. When you get past Blackpool Week, you realise Blackpool Week is not enough. When you get to the quarterfinal.
That's when they get really competitive.
Yeah, then you get to the quarterfinal.
That's when you see the final so close and you're like, oh my God, no, I don't want to leave. Best description I ever heard about leaving at any point in the competition was from Dr. Ranj. I danced with him a few years ago. And he was like, getting eliminated is like if you were on this amazing party bus having the time of your life with all your mates, all of a sudden the bus stops and they go, oh, sorry, can you get off really quick? Yeah. You get off and you just see the bus take off with all your mates still having fun. So I think once you get to Blackpool, you don't want to leave. You just want to be a part of the party. Yeah,
yeah. And anyone who does, do you make up an excuse in your head? You go like, oh, I've done enough now. I can, you know, if I go out this week, it's okay. In your head, you're like, hell no. And then even when you get to the semi-final, they're like, don't worry, you got to the semis. Oh, you being in the final is way better than any other week.
You know, it's true.
It's way better.
It's
you
not
cry
even about winning.
You get emotional.
Yeah, it's not even about wanting to win. It's like you just don't want to leave. You want to stay in for as long as
you can. It's also just a way better show. It's like the final's insane.
Yeah, but if I told you on week one, when you were first learning your cha-cha with Karen and your tidy whities, that you had to do three dances and a group number in the final, you would not cope.
If you told me week one, I'd have been like, I am going to win this. I was like,
I need a bit of that confidence in my life, Jamie.
I was so confident I was going to win.
You did. On week one, you told me to put a load of money on you.
I love that.
Honestly, I've got this.
Then I walked in and saw Harvey dance a bit, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Have you put that bet on? Because I wouldn't like to.
Okay, Jack, listen, we got to stop there for part one.
So I'll see you next week.
No, you're coming. You're staying right here, honey. Staying right here. All right, everybody, we're going to see you in part two. Bye bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.